Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and I have a good one today. I really want to talk about this one with you. So I want to talk about kickstarting your steroid cycles with SARMs instead of oral steroids. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, anything you can do to interact with the channel. It's going to help the channel to grow, and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Now, today's video is sponsored by our good friends at letsgetchecked.com. Letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. So all you need to do is go to the website, letsgetchecked.com. Check out the website, look at the catalogs of all of the different panels that you can order for men and women. Place your order, they're going to ship it to you. The quicker that you get them back the samples, the quicker you're going to get results. You need to register the kit online before you mail it back. They're going to get you the results by email extremely fast, and they've got doctors and nurses there to answer questions and concerns, so you're covered. Letsgetchecked.com, coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right, so one of my favorite things to talk about, as you know, is SARMs. And I do always like to do comparisons with SARMs and steroids, functionalities, how they work together, the arguments that people pit against them and each other. I like to talk about myths. I like to talk about misconceptions. So today, I want to talk about replacing, when you're kickstarting your cycle, your oral steroids like your D-balls, your Winstrols, your Anadrols, your Anavar, T-ball, any oral that you're kickstarting with. And I want to talk about replacing them with SARMs. And I want to talk about side effects. I want to talk about results. I want to talk about how you feel. I want to talk about what you can expect. So oral steroid kickstarts are very common, especially when somebody's running a longer estered cycle. So your test, sip, enanthate, your DECA, trenenanthate, things that take weeks to kick in. And you're not going to really know that you're even on cycle in a lot of cases for the first 2 to 4 weeks. Some people just seem to respond really fast. But generally speaking, most people are in that 3 to 4 week range with longer esters. Shorter esters, we all know, 1 to 2 weeks tops, and just orals on their own. So a lot of people want a kickstart. And even on short cycles, people like an oral steroid at the beginning of the cycle, and it's very common. So let's talk about the good. They get you going pretty quickly. You feel them pretty fast. And oral steroids, in my opinion, the results, tremendous. You get a lot of results from oral steroids. And I'm not saying you don't from injectables, but there's some pretty profound results on orals. My body's always responded extremely well to them. And I know a lot of people that do and really, really stand by them. Here's the problem. Great results, great start to your cycle. But with oral steroids, the toxicity, for example, even if you're taking all of your support supplements, which are definitely needed, they're going to mitigate a lot of the side effects. There still comes this point where for most, about between 4 and 6 weeks, some people even 3, you start to get that lethargy. And that's your liver telling you, hey, I've had it. Your blood pressure can go up. Your cholesterol numbers might be off. You could have some pretty bad muscle pumps, which definitely occurs with several. Those are hindrances to your cycles, especially the lethargy. Some of those muscle pumps can be pretty excruciating, which affect your lifting, but the lethargy, where you just don't even want to do anything. And it hits some people extremely hard. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And like I said, that's your liver not agreeing with what's going on. When you have side effects and you have things hindering you, it's taken away from what you're doing in the gym and from your gains, and it's also hurting your health. You can't just thrash your liver over and over and over, and just because the numbers are bouncing back, it's not going to do that forever, and you're causing longer-term damage. Same thing with your kidneys. You could really be hurting your cholesterol and causing plaque in your arteries. There's, and you could be causing yourself longer term issues. You could be causing blood pressure increases. If you're running estrogenic compounds, you're yo-yoing your estrogen up and down, which is also not good because of the side effects that come along with it. So there's a lot of negative that can go along with that. Plus, you shouldn't exceed 6 weeks with any oral steroid. I will stand by that forever. Some people will tell you it's fine to go 8. I am not with it, unless it's Proviron. So, shorter durations, a lot of side effects, things that could cause you problems. Big results, great starts to your cycle, both physically and likely mentally in a lot of cases, which can go a long way in the mental aspect. A lot of negatives, some good positives. Now let's look at SARMs. You're going to be able to run them 12 weeks. You may want to cap S23 at 8 to 10. But generally speaking, you're going to be able to run them 12 weeks. The only SARM that has any slight methylation is YK11. Now, there will be some people that have showed you blood panels with some elevated liver enzymes, possibly some effect on cholesterol. But nothing like a steroid. Suppression, nothing like a steroid. Not at all. Results as big as steroids? No. No, but in the case of S23 and LGD3303 especially, those are basically steroids. So yeah, you're going to have similar steroid results, if not bigger than some. RAD140 and YK11, that's an argument too to be had on the results. Being, I still would argue they're not as strong as steroids, but they're strong. And then your GW501516, your SR9009, which we know are used more for endurance. They can help you with cholesterol. They can speed up your metabolism. So they serve a different purpose. MK677, which is just like, it's the closest thing you're going to get to HGH. Yes, it's a secretagogue, but it's the closest thing you're going to get to actual HGH in terms of what it does. Then you've got your originals, right? Your MK2866, your S4, your LGD4033. And then you also do have ACP105, which is not an original, but it would fall into that category where they're strong. You're going to get great results. You're going to have far less side effects, not steroid-like results. But in the end, what are you going to keep more of? Well, you're going to be able to keep more of the SARMs gains than the steroids gains because A, the orals have already ran their course. They're already out. And they're much harder and difficult to keep type of gains, especially when you're going through a full cycle with all of the recovery. The SARMs are going to be so less taxing on you. And they're not going to have profound gains with water retention, etc. That's going to be as hard to keep. So you're going to be able to run them longer. You're going to have far less side effects. You're going to put your body through far less. And chances are you're going to have far greater chance of keeping what you gain from them, and they're going to pair extremely well with test or any other compound that you're running. There are some people that will say, well, they're competing for receptors. Go run test by itself, go run test with the SARMs, and then compare the results. And that's all I'm going to say. And if there's such a competition, you know, or run test in Primo and then test Primo and SARMs and tell me the results. And I've never run into anybody that is being honest that actually ran it that wouldn't tell you that the SARMs thoroughly added to the cycle. So if you are looking or you're tired of oral steroids and or you want to try something different, you want to have something go the full length of the cycle, etc., you want less side effects, that's another option as a kickstart. You could kickstart with peptides. You could kickstart with nothing. But a lot of people want an alternative and they want to understand. And so that's the explanation. And I think you can see quite easily that there's a lot of added benefit and a lot less harm that could potentially be done by going that route. So just my thoughts on it. Some people are thoroughly against them. Some people are for them. Whatever the case may be, just wanted to pass on the info. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.